Today is the 31st of May 2019. I'm interviewing Rosemary Margaret Ormond, known as Rosie, on the life and times of her family. Rosie, would you like to tell us about your family?
Well, as far back as I can remember, my great-grandfather was one of the first settlers who came to New Zealand as a Presbyterian minister, and he settled in Dunedin. He was well regarded in Dunedin, and he's buried out at Portobello, and the people in the store out there still remember him as a very conscientious man who preached the Presbyterian religion. My father was born in Invercargill, and his father was a school teacher. And then when he was, I'm not quite sure what age, they moved to Napier, where his father was deputy principal at Central School, and Dad and his two brothers settled in a house on the hill in Napier and Cameron Road, which I have heard that they built. Unfortunately, his mother died when he was only about 12, so he was brought up just with a father and his two brothers. He went to Napier Boys High and did really well. There was a prefect and in the first 15, and he was a lifesaver as well. So Napier Boys High School was always really important to him. He loved Napier Boys and always made a huge effort to go to the reunions. So it was a very important part of his life. And from there he went on to be a cub reporter at the Telegraph, the old Telegraph, and worked his way right through to being news editor at the Hawke's Bay Herald Tribune. So another thing I think that encouraged me to go teaching was that his great-grandfather, Alexander Gregg, was the first man I talked about, had a very humble upbringing in Scotland, and somehow or other he was able to educate himself enough to gain a Master of Arts degree at Aberdeen University. Okay. And I think that I was always very proud of that fact, which I think motivated me to always want to achieve well at school. And I think I was probably pretty conscientious and always had, you know, good motivation to do well.
So where were you born?
I was born in Napier, and I have a twin brother. So we were born just after the war in 1945.
Your brother's name?
My brother's name is Christopher. He's still alive. Mm-hmm. He lives in Hastings. And I have a sister, Julie. She lives in Wellington.
When did he move the Telegraph to?
I'm not sure. It would have been probably, I'm not absolutely sure, but all my life we lived in Hastings, so he must have been at the Herald Tribune all my life.
So then you went to school, primary?
I went to Mahora Primary School.
Gosh, everyone went to Mahora. It's almost as if it was the only school.
I loved that school.
So you went from there to
Hastings Intermediate as a second year pupil. It was really new and was very excited about going there and wearing a uniform for the first time. And the classes were sort of graded there, and I was in the second to top class in Form 1. I had an excellent teacher, Miss Hanson. And then the next year I went up to with another good teacher, Mrs. Townsend, who was excellent too. But I enjoyed intermediate and was keen on gymnastics, and we'd get up really early and be at school by 7:45 so I could practice gym in the school hall. We had mats and the boxes and parallel bars, and I also was on the top netball team. It was basketball in those days, and a prefect, so I thoroughly enjoyed my time there, and then moved on to Hastings Girls High. I lasted there for 4 years doing a professional course.
Yeah. Sports there, did you play?
Yes, I played tennis for the school and netball for the B team. Yes, I enjoyed most of my school time.
So then from school you moved on to
Ardmore Training College.
Well, you must have been there about the same time as my sister Margaret.
I don't remember her there, but I do remember your sister. I was there 1962, 1963. So They were an interesting couple of years where I had to grow up fast and got really very homesick. But there was no way home except on the 12-hour bus ride home. I was very, very homesick. I had been so, had such a lovely home life, and then to be in a dormitory with no walls that went up to the top, rooming in a tiny little room, it toughened me up.
So then when you finished college, 2 years?
2 years.
And then where did they send you?
I had my PA year at Central School.
Close to home?
Yeah, it was good. I can't remember that year very much. It was a bit of a blur, not knowing really what I was doing, but did have a couple of colleagues on the staff that helped me a lot. The headmaster didn't really take much of an interest except when the inspector was coming. But I managed to get qualified and went on. The next year wasn't so good. I was posted out to Fernhill School with a all-Maori primer class and had no idea what I was doing, as I had only been trained with the older children. And after a term I left, I quit and got a job in the laboratory at Watties, which was boring and no holidays. So I had another little think and thought, well, I think I might give teaching another try. Just wasn't me at all. So anyway, I saw the other side of the world working in a big factory. But luckily, when I went back to teaching, I got a lovely job out at Eastdale School and took over a Standard 3 class. They were all lovely children and the parents were really good and took me back into Napier every Friday afternoon. I boarded a Napier during that time and got the bus out to Eastdale. So that was good. And then after that, Tim and I got together.
Where did you meet?
I met Tim in the August school holidays at a old boys Hastings social. And it was really a blind date. Well, actually it was only for 3 months because he had already arranged to do his OE and left the following March. So that was a testing time. He came back and asked me to marry him at Christmas time. And we got married the following August school holidays. I was by then teaching out at Taradale's primary school. And we more or less had a family straight away.
And did you do any relieving while you were with
not
the
really
children,
no. I retrained when Mark, my youngest, went to school at 6, so I wanted to get back into teaching because it just fitted in so well with having holidays and being there on the holidays. So I retrained as a reading recovery teacher and was able to get a part-time job for a long time, really. So that was me.
And so you were playing golf by then?
Yes, I learnt to play golf before I met Tim. I learnt very young. I think I was about 19. I went out with a friend and her mother who were already good golfers and they showed me the ropes. And I persevered with it for a long time and really grew to love the sport.
Sure. Who was it that you used to go out there with?
It was Jenny Grieve and her mother, Ivan's sister. She was a friend of mine when I was first teaching.
You're at home looking after your children.
Yes.
Now, what are their names?
Nikki Nicola is my eldest daughter, and she was born in 1967. And then 2 years later we had Anna, and then 4 years later we had a son, Mark. So I stayed home with children, but in between times I played squash and golf and was happy to be at home.
So when did you move to
Elwood Road? When Mark was born we moved there. And the years before that we'd been across the road at Heathcote Road. You used to come and see us in there. And then Tim's brother Bill, they split farm up and Tim bought Bill out. And we moved across the road to the other half of the farm.
And so you carried on there until you finally came to Havelock.
Yes, we were in Wellwood Road for 40 years.
I can't believe it was that long ago that I used to come
and have a cup of tea at our funny old kitchen table.
It was not about the table, it was about the people. And so now you're sitting on the banks of the mighty Caramel Stream.
Thoroughly enjoying the life of retirement.
So now what haven't you told me?
I've got 4 grandchildren and another one on the way who will be born in about 6 weeks' time. All my grandchildren live away from here, which has been unfortunate, not being able to be part of their daily lives. Anna, my daughter who lives in Dunedin, has got Hugh, who is 15, and Billy, who is 12. She's a girl, and we're very close, and we manage to see them 2 or 3 times a year. And Nikki lives in the Barossa Valley, very involved in the wine world, and she has 2 girls. Works for the Barossa Wine Growers Association as a viticultural advisor, but she used to work for Charles Melton as a winemaker, but it was very hard to be a winemaker and bring up a family. It's a lovely place, very hot.
It is, yes.
I used to go over there and help her with the children when they were little, and it was so hot.
Now, how about telling me something about your father?
I was close to my father. He was a lovely, kind man, and I just absolutely adored him. He had a great love of books and was the book editor for the Tribune for years. So all the new books would arrive for him to review into the office, and I have many memories of him taking me up to the book room for me to choose books. And he was a keen trout fisherman, and I can remember him sitting at the kitchen table with all his little tools making his own flies. And he was always encouraging. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to come and see any of my sports games, playing netball, because he always worked on a Saturday. So that was a shame. Just remember him just being a hard working man, and quite a quiet man, but wise. I can remember going into the Herald Tribune buildings when they were still making the print on the big steel blocks, and then it would go onto this huge machine, the big press.
You haven't said anything about your mother.
Oh, I haven't. Mum was a stay-at-home mother.
What was her maiden name?
Her name was Margaret Williams, and she lived next door to my father. So Dad really married the girl next door. And she was a great mother. She always made sure we were well-fed, well-clothed, and I remember being quite embarrassed having to wear thick stockings to school and woolen singlets. And she was lots of fun. She had a great sense of humour. But when my dad died suddenly, she didn't cope well without him, because he'd spoiled her rotten. So that was really sad that happened.
So what age was she?
She was only 59. It was such a sudden death. Nobody had any warning. Just awful that I was never able to say goodbye to him. All of those things.
Do you know who was the editor of the Tribune when?
I think it was one of the Whitlocks. There was Ted Weber. Now, I remember Dad got on really well with Ted. Mm. He was a nice man. Oh, my father smoked a pipe and inhaled it. And there was a yellow spot on the ceiling underneath where he smoked his pipe.
Is there anything else?
I can't think of anything. He loved sport. So Dad and Tim got on really well because they had the rugby in common and cricket. It was a shame that Dad really couldn't play any sport in his later years, because of having to work on a Saturday, it didn't work. And I think with having twins, he was busy. Mm. He helped out a lot, more than most fathers did in those days. Yes.
All right, well, I'll just put this on pause.